Om Shanti. Today is 13th of April 2018, Friday. Today's blessing is, instead of asking for regard, may you constantly be in a high stage and thereby be worshipped by all. Some children think that they are moving forward, but that others are not giving them regard for moving forward. However, instead of asking for regard, have regard for yourself, and others will then automatically give you regard. To have regard for yourself means to constantly experience yourself to be a constantly great and elevated soul. For instance, when an idol is in its place, it is worthy of being worshipped. Similarly, when you remain stable in a high stage, you will become worthy of being worshipped. Everyone will give regard to you by themselves. So Baba is saying in today's blessing that you don't have to ask for regard. When you are moving forward, you think that others are not giving you regard for moving forward. But instead of asking for regard, have regard for yourself, and others will then automatically give you regard. To have regard for yourself means to constantly experience yourself to be a constantly great and elevated soul. So Baba is talking here about self-respect. If you are situated in self-respect, then one doesn't have to ask for regard. But otherwise, the common thinking is that somebody is moving forward, somebody is making some progress, somebody is doing elevated purusharth, but then there is a internal desire or yearning for recognition, for acknowledgement, and person wants acknowledgement, recognition, and others should say, give him regard, respect, praise, appreciation. But Baba is saying that you don't have to ask regard from anybody. Rather, a leader is somebody who commands regard, rather than begging for regard, rather than pleading for regard. Regard is not something that you pay and then you get regard. It's not like that. So it is something, a very internal process. When we are situated in our own self-respect, automatically regard will come. Even if it doesn't come from outside, we are not bothered about it. Because when soul is constantly situated in a high stage or elevated stage, or as Baba is saying, I am a constantly great and elevated soul, automatically things will come. Automatically regard will follow. Regard will come to you as a shadow. Because regard is a shadow of your self-respect. Many times Baba has said in the Avyakta Mutlis. So, not asking for regard, not begging for regard, appreciation, praise. These are all inferior stages. Be situated in your high stage and everything will come. For example, there was a leader and he had gone for speech. Okay, so many people came before the start of the speech, and after the end of the speech, they garlanded him. So there were total 11 garlands. So at the end of the speech, and when he met his followers, he said he was so upset and so angry. So his sycophants or those flatterers, they asked him, why you are so happy, unhappy? You have received so many garlands. He said, I had paid for 12 garlands. I received only 11. Where is the 12th one? So paid respect, paid praise, paid recognition. This we don't want. We don't have to pay for it. We don't have to ask for it. We don't have to beg for it. It should follow on its own. You know, a leader or all the leaders of the world, they did not ask for respect, even if they might be leader in the wrong right. For example, Hitler. Hitler was so furious, but they all used to respect him like anything. And he never begged for respect from them. He never asked for respect. But he was so fierce and so forceful, so effective, that he used to convince them for anything, whatever he wants. Just now you were hearing that when he used to give speeches, and people used to ask him, how do you give speeches? How you are so fearless? He used to say that I consider all of these as sheep, I don't think that these are human beings. I consider them as foolish, unintelligent, illiterate people, good for nothing, unworthy. And then I give my speeches. Because I don't think they are so important. This is what was his attitude. He was a dictator. That was his attitude. But then people used to follow him. People used to regard him, respect him. The whole Germany was used to consider him as their leader. So, it is, Baba is saying, you remain situated in your own self-respect. And whatever you think yourself, be like that Dhruva star, that pole star. It's not that somebody comes and pulls you down. It's not that somebody comes and praises you and then you start thinking and having illusions of grandeur that I am so big because all these people think that I am very big. So people are coming and making you think something, you are something this. Or some people are coming and they are insulting you, they are opposing you, they are criticizing you, drawing fluck. So all these things are happening, and whenever you are criticized, whenever you are insulted, whenever somebody doesn't pay attention to you, you wish somebody and somebody doesn't wish you, you say something to others, somebody ignores, it falls on the deaf ear. Anything out of these. You are working somewhere and somebody mistrusts you. You are working for some long time and somebody comes and doesn't give cooperation while you yourself always gave cooperation to him. So whether it is a non-cooperation, whether it is a criticism, whether it is a ridicule, whether people are laughing at you, these all things should not make your stage to come down. These are outside things, outside hurts. Keep yourself like the pole star, like the Dhruva star. It is up, it doesn't come down, or it doesn't go up. People come and start praising you, oh, you are this, you are that, you are this, you are that. Unaffected by their praises, as if insignificant. Because today they are praising, tomorrow these are the only people who will oppose. Today they are recognizing, today name is being flashed and you are in the limelight, but suddenly all things will disappear. So a yogi's state of the mind is unaffected by all the external happenings. He is not concerned with anything. So, be like that pole star. Here Baba is saying, you don't have to ask for respect. Or you don't have to even become unhappy if somebody is disrespecting you. You know, when somebody is not paid respect, a person feels unhappy. If you are not given regard, you feel unhappy. You are going somewhere and there is nobody to receive, you feel unhappy. You are going somebody and nobody knows who you are, you feel unhappy. So, there is no need that others should recognize us. God has recognized us. God knows who we are. God knows what is our value. So we need not to think of all these external things. All those things which are pulling us down or trying to push us up. Nothing should push us up. Nothing should pull us down. We are where we are. That is what is self-respect. I am a constantly great and elevated soul. So, that's what Baba is saying in today's blessing. So, for instance, now here Baba is giving one example. When an idol, murti, is in its place, it is worthy of being worshipped. Similarly, when you remain stable in a high stage, you will become worthy of being worshipped. In this entire sacrificial fire, in this yajna, the one whose stage is high is at a highest position. Not those who are having position, who are heads, who are in charges, not those who wield certain power, no. It is the stage, or rather it is stage and purity. These are the only two things that makes you a head. Not all other things. Some are, some know speaking, some do not know speaking. Some motivate others, some do not motivate others. Some do good service, some do not do service. These are all external things. Most important stage is not what you are doing, but what you are. This is most important thing. What is my stage? Internal stage. Internal stage, internal purity. These are the only two things. So, just as an idol, when it is in its place, it is worshipped. If suppose the idol is broken, or it falls down, nobody worships. So Murti or idol should be in its place, means soul should remain in its original form, pure form. I am supremely pure soul, Param Pavitra Atma. I am supremely divine soul. These are the different somans, and this is a subtle internal intoxication, an internal practice. So everyone will give regard to you by themselves. You don't have to ask for regard. Ask for praise, ask for care, ask for love, ask for attention, ask for power. Any one of these things we don't want. We should not become spiritual beggars. Baba has come to make us kings. So why are we becoming beggars? In next Sunday's Murli, Baba has said that this is Kali Yuga. This is old world. Everything is dilapidated here. This is the old kingdom. This is how the Murli starts. And in this old kingdom, in this dilapidated kingdom, in this old world, you will have to tolerate. Here you tolerate, and automatically you will have lot of sevadharis there. But here you become sevadhari. Here you become world server. When you become server here, automatically all things will come to you in golden age. So there is a beautiful comparison Baba has made. Golden age and this world. 5 points of comparison are there in next Sunday's Murli. First is, in this world you have to become a servant. There Prakriti will become, five elements would become your servant, the obedient server. They will keep on asking you what you want. That also, they will not be having that audacity to act against your orders. No gustaki. They will not be so that daring to do what you say, you, and they do not do. So first is this. Second is, there you also will have Chaitanya Sevadharis. One will be the Prakriti and Chaitanya. Okay, both you can take as a one point. You will have two types of servers. This five elements would be your servant, one. And second, you will have lot of other servants. But here you don't become a boss and make other servant. Here you have to become servant, then you will have servants there. One is this. Second, these all servers, they will keep on obeying you all the time. They will keep on obeying you all the time. That is the second thing. They will say, Ji Hazir, Ji Huzur, and all those things. Yes, my Lord. All these things, that is the same. That is the saaz, that is the alap, that is the music you will keep on hearing all the time. Okay, they will say, what you want? We are at your service, we are at your beck and call. That is the second. Third is, Baba has seen that here, people, it was a hot weather, and they are fanning themselves. So Baba is saying, third point, here you have this fan. There, you will have Prakriti as your, will fan you. Five elements will fan you there. But here, you have to fan yourself. There is a lot of sorrow here. And what is there in this world except sorrow and suffering? While talking with Kumaris, Baba said, there is nothing in this world except sorrow and suffering. Nothing in this world. So that is the third point. Fourth point is about the light. There you will have nine different types of colors. Here you have one color. Here only one color light, and that also keeps on playing games. There you have nine different types of colors. So one is light. Then second is about the this thing, your flights. Here you have trains. There you will not have trains. You will have Viman, you will have aeroplanes. And even small children would be able to operate those aeroplanes. And there won't be, you don't have to wait for drivers. You know, this is a practical situation Baba has placed. Very practical situation. Wherever you go, somewhere, the driver is missing most of the time. Suppose, I remember, whenever I go to see Dadis, and I go inside and I come by, I find that driver is missing. He is somewhere, then we have to call, he is drinking tea somewhere or doing something. Here Baba said, you don't have to wait for driver. One is this. And second, no accidents. No pilot, just two or three buttons. One, to go up. Another to come down, and probably third to steer. Might be like that. So So these are the five different points Baba has said. Comparison at different places, not at one place. One thing is about servants, as a, elements as servant. Second is those servants, how they will serve you. Third point is about the fans. Fifth point is about the lights. And fifth point is about the this planes. So in this world, you have to suffer. In this world, you will have to tolerate. In this world, you will have to endure all these things, all these happenings. But whilst you endure all these things, you are preparing yourself for that new world. So, nothing should make you come down. Sudden loneliness, sudden tiredness, sudden depression, sudden frustration, sudden somebody insults, somebody ignores. These all things should not make your stage fall. You know, one of the sensual trigger why person is attracted toward vices, sensual or sexual trigger is loneliness. Few triggers are audio, video, books, all the vulgar literature, all of these things are trigger. Okay, how the person develops the desire for vices? This is a question often asked. Why we develop these desires? If you divide the triggers, they are external trigger and internal triggers. External trigger means all of these things, and internal triggers are this past memories or past, and here loneliness. When one is lonely, suddenly person may feel the attraction for vices. When person is tired, that time person may feel attraction for vices. Though he has no thought of vice, but sudden surge of lust in moments of loneliness, in moments of tiredness, in moments of depression, in moments of frustration. Though it has no direct relationship to that, but it becomes a sort of release phenomenon during those moments. So never allow yourself to feel lonely, tired, or depressed, or when somebody is not behaved properly with you, or somebody has said something very wrong to you. These depression, they will trigger vices, though there is no direct relationship between these happenings and vice, but they will create a sort of emptiness within, and that emptiness will invite vices. Some emptiness, Baba has said, this powder and cream. Whilst talking with this, Baba said, this is snakes, serpents. Why? If you see the mentality of this, why a person does makeup? Because he feels that I must look good, and people should look at me, and people should appreciate me. So yesterday's blessing was, one who is not bharpur, one who is not full, he will be empty within. And that emptiness will pull. So there would be hulchal, there would be upheaval. And these upheaval will make you to make yourself stable. And we try to fill this emptiness by external makeup, external beauty. But that creates further trap. So, all these things, whatever Baba said, these are Baba said, parakhna, you have to see Maya whilst talking with Kumaris. You have to discriminate, discern, this is Maya. This is the most important art. Yeah, these many temptations will come in the form of things and people. Persons will come as a temptation to you. But don't get attracted to them. Get influenced only by one father, not by these people. So, getting influenced pulls you down. Triggered by vices pulls you down. Frustration, depression, tiredness, loneliness pulls you down. So there are factors which pull you down, there are factors which pull you up. But you become like a pole star, Dhruva. Not coming up, not going up. Be situated in your own self-respect. Who I am? I am a happy soul. I am a worthy soul. I am a worshipworthy soul. I am a fortunate soul. I am multi-million times fortunate soul. And whatever that, but there is one more point and then I'll finish it. Baba said, for you, this is Jagran. There is a worldly, there is awakening. The whole night they stay awake. But here, your Jagran is soul conscious stage. One is this, and second, this is a confluence age, is a age of benefit. Everything is beneficial here. Nothing is akalyankari. Everything, even if there is an accident, Baba said, still there is a benefit in that accident. So whenever there is nuksan or loss, that time again you feel depressed or your stage goes down. So these are all the various myriads of factors that make you come down from your self-respect. But when such things happen, what you have to do is again and again pull yourself and come up. Again and again seek proper good company of Purusharthi, great yogi souls, and come out. But don't stay in that hole, that black hole, for long. Because if you continue to stay that alone, you keep on sucking inside. Okay? So, remaining situated in the self-respect. Om Shanti. Yeah, sickness is also one of the things. Even if sickness comes, even if illness comes, Baba has given answer to this question in next Sunday's Murli again. Baba said, you become detached observer to two things. One is your tan, body, and man. When the illness comes to the body, don't think that why it has come, why it comes to me, or this is my, I am soul and this is body and it is body's illness. Don't think like that. Think this is amanat. This is something which has come from above. It is not mine, it is his. Take away. Nothing is mine. Yeah? Accounts are getting settled, that we all know. But you get so detached from even the sickness. If it is come, let it come, it is his. This body is not mine. Baba said, get detached observer even to the body, and second, detached observer of the mind. These are the two things you have to become detached observer. Don't remain attached to this, because otherwise this sickness itself will pull you down so much. Sickness is such a thing that we have seen great yogi souls who used to have a very powerful chart, but when they fall sick, everything tumbles down, everything goes down, nothing, they keep staggering. That is one more thing, old age. But you have to accept these facts of life. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam. There is a sorrow in birth, there is a sorrow in death. There is sorrow in sickness, there is sorrow in old age. Old age will come. It will come one day. We have to accept it. Otherwise you will become unhappy. You cannot go back. You cannot become again 16-year-old. Or 20-year-old, or 25-year-old. Body is decaying in the stage of continuous decay, and one day it will die, one day it will go. Nothing, you can't hold it. If you try to hold it, will cause sorrow. And you won't be able to see with eyes, you won't be able to hear, you need some support for walking, all teeth would fall down. All these are the natural things that will happen to all. These things are going to happen. Yeah. Yeah. See, if possible, if you can easily get, it's fine. But if there is, you find it's not there available, it doesn't mean that you keep on crying for it. If it is coming, you try for it. If you can get somebody, some who can help you, serve you, who can help you in your daily happenings. Yeah, it's very difficult most of the times. But when you don't have, make as if this Baba is your, as if a Sakar support. Make him, you are such a soul companion, constant companion, that you don't need anybody else. Yeah, you imagine he is with you, he is walking with you, he is moving with you. You visualize, you think, you invoke him, his power, his presence, and try to be with him all the time. There are, you know, you must have heard about Rabia, Saint Rabia. She was a Sufi saint. She used to stay alone whole life. She was an old lady, but then she was so strong and so powerful. Study the life of Saint Rabia. How she was, what she did, how people prosecuted her, how people tortured her, how she was sold like a slave. And out of that, her spiritual journey, a great saint was created. Her journey is a journey of a lone person. So, never get depressed, despondent by all of these things. We can gain inspiration from all of this. Okay, I'll talk with you again. Om Shanti. Thank you.